From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. It's holiday time, and I would just ask those who have been requesting tapes and copies of the book we are offering free to our listeners, The Shadow of the Antichrist, to have just a little patience with us if there happens to be something of a delay in responding to your requests. We will get them out just as soon as possible. Remember our program tonight, and we will be reading a further extract from that book we just mentioned, an exposition of the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation. It's a book that many people do find somewhat difficult, although I think the difficulties are more imagined than real. For God hasn't written a book with which we have to struggle, but there is much plainness in the book of the Revelation, and I hope that you will come to see that as you listen to our program tonight. Now we're going to read from God's Word, Mark chapter 6, and we're continuing, of course, to look at just a few verses that deal with the disciples rowing with some difficulty across the Sea of Galilee. We're reading from verse 45. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. Now we're going to have a good old Charles Wesley hymn, Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, and then we'll continue with our study of this passage. Here's that old hymn.
Thank you.
Last week we considered how that this passage illustrated the truth that the Lord Jesus Christ is even now standing before his Father making intercession for his people. Just as the Savior was praying as the disciples were rowing across the lake, and just as he was able to watch them and observe the difficulties they were encountering, so it is with Christ today. He is at his Father's right hand, and he knows all about our struggles, and indeed is praying that God would impart grace and strength to us and protect us from all difficulties. Today we want to consider another parallel or another illustration of the age in which we live that is given us here in this passage. I want us to consider the disciples rowing amidst great opposition, because as Christians today, we are required, it is our duty, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ amidst great difficulties and great opposition. How many feel that they ought to expect and to enjoy a time of ease and a time of comfort and a time of peace and a time of pleasure as Christians while here on earth? Now, nowhere in the Bible is this promised to us. It is true that we will know inner peace and inner joy, that in the midst of whatever difficulties come along, we will know the blessing of God. But nowhere is it promised to us that our passage through this world will be easy. Let me read some verses to you, even as we did last week, demonstrating that what I'm saying is true. Listen to this. These are the words of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 15 and the verse 19. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. I want to underline that last statement. And remember, these are the words of the Lord Jesus. Therefore the world hateth you. The faithful child of God cannot please the world. If they are faithful to God, then the world will be grieved and vexed and angry with them. Many believe today that pleasing the world is the mark of the true child of God. So living and so acting and so speaking and so working as to earn the praises of men. That's what some people think being a Christian is. But the Lord Jesus indicates clearly here that that is not the case. That if we are going to follow him and walk with him and obey him, then the world will hate us. He repeats this in John chapter 16 and the verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God, we can be of good cheer. While we will undoubtedly have tribulation as we seek to serve God and stand for him and own his truth, nevertheless, the Lord will stand by us, protect us, guard us, and give us deliverance. But I repeat, it is a folly of the highest order for any Christian to think that if they obey God, then everybody will love them. That if they seek to be like the Lord Jesus, then everybody will delight in them and praise them and say what a marvelous Christian they are. This is simply nonsense. Why was the Lord Jesus not thus heralded as a wonderful person? Why was he crucified? Why was it that men rejected him? Why have his chief servants throughout the ages been the objects of hatred and mockery and even murder? It's because we are not of the world. One more verse for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and the verse 4. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. The apostles were forever warning their people that tribulation was the lot of the Christian in the world. Dear Christian, if you find yourself the subject of abuse and the subject of opposition, don't be surprised. It's our lot to row across the lake amidst opposing winds. But praise God, the Lord has his eye upon you. Now you listen in again next week as we continue this little study on how we have an illustration of the age in which we pass through in these verses in Mark chapter 6. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.